This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The shooting of San Francisco 49er Ricky Pearsall in Union Square during the holiday weekend has become a political topic locally as the candidates for mayor weigh in on what happened and what needs to be done. All right, Phil, so the election is 9 weeks away from today. What are the mayoral candidates in San Francisco saying?
Well, it varies. It varies. It's sort of an interesting split, and they're not in agreement with it. First of all, London Breed is trying to handle this as best she can by getting in front of it, as they say, in politics. Immediately after it, she had a press conference down there with the chief and the district attorney. She's since put out videos and various statements reinforcing the idea that this behavior is not tolerated. She's trying to push the idea that this was an isolated incident and that overall Union Square and San Francisco is as safe or safer than most American cities. She does have a point there, but you're only as safe until you're a victim, and then it all falls apart, and she knows that as well. Now, the other candidates in the race have taken various degrees on this. Some are sort of passive aggressive, to be honest, and some are outright aggressive. The most aggressive is former interim mayor Mark Farrell, who basically said on the day it happened, this shows that it's inept City Hall and we need a change at City Hall or nothing's going to change. So he basically laid the blame on Breed and said, we have to get her out of office. Others said, no, wait a minute, that's a little harsh. Their tone was more. Aaron Peskin, for example, said, it shows that we need to work harder. We need to get more things done. Dan Lurie had much of the same tone with ideas like, let's open up a district station in that area and increase the presence. So one took a straight shot at the mayor on this. The other sort of said, yeah, it's a problem and we need to do better, i.e. I need to do better than she's doing. So it's there. It's also going to be on the national front as well as we go in with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, because anything that happens in San Francisco is reflective of those blue state, blue city policies, and you can bet it's up there too.
But Phil, to be clear, crime in Union Square has been decreasing and not increasing when you look at the stats.
It has. Now, there's a couple of caveats that go in that. And one of them is that there was such a sharp rise in crime a few years ago. When they say it's gone down in the last year or 2 years, it's still pretty high. I mean, they had something over about 180 robberies in the Union Square area in the as of August 1st. That's a lot. That's more than one a day. I mean, that's the question is like, okay, it's down, but is that still good enough? So yeah, Patty, the stats are one thing, but it's people's perceptions. Now, on this particular case, politically speaking, a lot of this depends on how long the story runs, as we know that in the news business. And already, Presil is out of the hospital and recovering. The bullets went through him and without doing any major damage. No innocent bystanders, he was innocent. Nobody else was hit by a bullet. The police responded quickly and are getting kudos for that. So that all worked. They caught the perpetrator. He's 17 years old. He's from out of town, Tracy. Right now, the district attorney is charging him with what? Attempted murder, robbery, and assault. Pretty hard charges. If the candidates are asked about that, you know, they'll say, well, that's the district attorney's decision. I don't think there'll be a lot of debate on that. There might be some debate as to whether the offender should be tried as a young adult or an adult, but that'll get passed off too. So a lot of it depends. I will tell you this one. This is a moment. If there's another one in the next between now and the election, then it really is going to be rocking things.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.